Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tausch.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Hour of Wilde and Tausch, which will include Name That Year, the latest round of that fun game presented by Sendix. And thanks again to all of our great partners that are helping us celebrate our 10th anniversary in the coming weeks. Some Wonelli and, of course, Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. But for those of you who, like Michael in Oregon, who maybe had a dentist appointment during the Ryan Longwell conversation, you will be able to find that. In fact, you can find it already in some of these places. You can rewind on YouTube and watch it there. You can find it in the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can find it in the other places that you get your podcast, especially now that we're back on Spotify. Lots of places you can find it. But here, Jesse has a clip that I'm sure will make him feel better and everyone else feel better. Here is Ryan Longwell from earlier in the show.
Jackie and myself and Mason all hit what you would call a lower cut, meaning the ball was not going left. The ball was going straight or it would fall right. It would never, ever turn left. And so that was Chris Jackie. That's how way I kicked, and that's the way Mason kicked. When you look at Dave Rayner, which forced them to draft Mason, when you look at Anders, and when you look at Trey's college film, they all hit a very high hook. Like a high, high ball. And so what that does in Lambeau Field is you look at, back to even Daniel Carlson, but you look at Anders, and what did he do? He hits the high, high ball, and it stays wide right because it doesn't, at one end of the field, it hangs right on the high hook, and the other end of the field, it blows across the hole upright and goes left. And so the high hook in Lambeau has always been kryptonite.
Kryptonite, never the word you're looking for. But again, not part of that clip was the part where Ryan Longwell said that he hit a high ball when he first got here, and he figured it out. And he kicked for a team that went to the Super Bowl during his rookie season. Tausch, again, I don't want to rehash all of it, but if you are looking into your crystal ball, and we reconvene, I mean, we'll keep doing the show between now and then, but we reconvene for the first practice of training camp on July 29th. What do you think is in our future when camp starts?
You're talking about in relation to Trace Mack?
Yes.
I mean, I think he's going to go about his business. He'll be obviously at the rookie, whatever they're calling, next week. And my hope is that he just, I don't think you ever want to stray too far from what got you where you're at. Doesn't mean you can't improve and grow, but if you're looking at it and saying, I need to totally rebuild this motor, then you start wondering, like, what are we doing? So tweaks and, you know, little technique things, yes. But from his perspective, I don't think he's going to sit there and say, well, now I need to start. These kickers need to be able to move the football anyways. Like, there's always wind. There's always things that you need to do. But there's a baseline that you're, this is what, sure, I will go to. And kickers, just like golfers, I don't care how well-trained you are, you need to be able to kind of control and understand things are going to get pressure-y and tight. How am I going to handle it? What is my muscle memory and go-to? In golf, there is no doubt, and I've hit a fade my whole life. I tried to start hitting a draw. there's just more things that need to go right when you're drawing the golf ball, just in the same way with the football. And it's always easier to do it. And from Ryan's standpoint, you know, his advice to Trey will be, this is how you need to kick to be successful here. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we're taking more into, oh my God, this needs to be like a rebuilt deal. This is just some minor things that you have to tweak, but it shouldn't be. It just feels like it's so early.
It does.
That's a conversation I just didn't think we should be having at this point in Trey's career, which is a month old.
Jesse, there you go. See, Tausch is calming you down, right? You feel better.
No. There are two different conversations to be had on this front. I think the conversation about he can develop and he's still a young player and there's a lot of room to grow, like that is warranted and fair. And believe me, after last year's Pat Murphy debacle, I, above anybody else, knows that we don't want to call our shots and panic on anything too soon. That being said,
true. Mm-hmm.
When you're hearing one of the great kickers of all time in Green Bay Packers history, a Hall of Fame kicker who knows Trey Smack pretty well, who knows the Packers pretty well, comes on this show and over the span of a 30-minute conversation says the skill set that in which he kicks the ball doesn't match the kickers who have been most successful in Green Bay over time. In fact, it matches some of the kickers who have had the least successful tenures in Green Bay over the last couple of decades. And then he also goes on to say that NFL teams really aren't that good at evaluating kickers because they all want to see who can kick it the farthest instead of who can be the most consistent. Yeah. And he specifically cites one team, the Baltimore Ravens, as being good at that and not the Green Bay Packers, who he was spending the majority of that conversation discussing. Those, to me, are a couple of things that send off some alarm bells. And going into today, like yesterday, I made an appearance on the Damn Sports Show on ESPN Beaver Dam, and they said, should we be concerned about Trey Smack? I said, no, absolutely not. Like, there's no, it's June 11th, now it's June 12th. There's no reason to be concerned about a rookie kicker getting started. He's just getting his footing, he's figuring everything out. It's going to be fine. But when you supplement what we've seen on the practice field over the last couple of weeks with this analysis from one of the best that ever did it in Green Bay, I think there's a lot of reasons for the panic meter to go up.
Yeah, I think it's too early, and I think you've got the right guy in the case. All right.
So when's it not too early?
Training camp.
Why do you think the right guy's on the case? He's not a consultant for the Green Bay Packers.
Not yet. He's got existing relationships with the kicker we're talking about and with the special teams coordinator.
Okay.
And he can fit in some consulting for a fee in between flipping houses and his and Sarah's new show coming up on HGTV sometime in the future. And you know, both his kids are grown now, so he doesn't have, he's got all kinds of time on his hands. Plus he's got his, you know, he's got his golf game working. I trust Ryan Longwell. I also trust that if I want to get away, I don't have to jump on a plane or jump on a cruise ship. I can just get away to Milwaukee and Potawatomi Casino Hotel. I've stayed at the hotel. It is immaculate. Biggest rooms in all of Milwaukee, nearly 500 beautifully designed rooms and luxury suites that are perfect for a weekend reset, a date night, or celebrating something big. And I've told you about the food. I'm not a big gambler, but I am a big eater. I love to eat. And they've got the Dream Dance Steakhouse, Canal Street Cafe, Ruyi Asian Kitchen, Cream City Coffee Company, The Marketplace, and my personal favorite, Rockin' Brews, where I get my salmon every time with the scalloped potatoes. Everything you can want in a night out, a full night out all in one place. Plus, if you're planning a birthday, a wedding, or an anniversary, you can also rent out their event spaces, which are phenomenal. Elite play, a luxury stay, bet on flavor, Potawatomi Casino Hotel. We continue our 10-year anniversary celebration next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
is time for another of the great fun things we're doing leading up to our 10th anniversary celebration. Time now to play a little Name That Year, served up by Sendix.
It's not a question of who.
Taos is my favorite show. This called Will Do Too.
Or what?
If you want to do this, you know, it's great, but you know, you're not getting any younger.
The question is, when?
Do I want Justin Fields to be replaced right now? I'm not sure. I could still probably develop him.
Will the Intouch's 10th anniversary is presented by Steinhoffels, and it's time to play Name That Year, served up by Sendix Food Markets.
Those guys have been around here a long time.
Sendix, celebrating 10 years of Will the Intouch and 100 years as your trusted local grocer since 1926.
Yeah, 100 years of Sendix, 10 years of Will the Intouch.
What a run both of us are having, huh?
Uh-huh. And only one of us has the freshest cut fruit in America. Oh, you got to get the fruit when you go to Sendix. And then put in the red bag.
Like the red bag. The cheese curd bar is pretty good, too.
Name That Year is served up by Sendix and the theme this week, the Milwaukee Brewers. They return home from Vegas.
Oh, boy.
Last year, you tried to fire Pat Murphy.
That clip is not included in this batch. We'll have it.
2 years ago, they got swept by the A's, and they were cooked.
Well, it might have been two or 3 years ago already.
Three guests who have appeared on Wilde and Tausch featured in our clips here today.
Pat
talking
Murphy.
Milwaukee Brewers over the years.
He was fun.
He was awesome.
You guys remember when Christian
tried to get him fired.
Christian Yelich appeared in studio with us one time.
Oh,
here
awesome.
Is clip number one.
You don't really know how the season's going to shape up individual-wise or team-wise. You just put your head down and you keep going. And even the seasons I won MVP, like you don't know that how that's going to turn out like that in April or May or June. You just keep playing, and then eventually seasons start to shape up to be special. Like as an individual player and a team, you just don't know. So you just keep going. And that's really what I learned, man, was just keep going and keep your head down. Like the highs aren't as high as you think, the lows aren't as low as you think. You just keep going and you don't quit, and you know, good things can still happen.
A message that still applies for all of us Brewers fans.
Uh-huh.
What year did Christian Yelich
2024, I'm
appear
gonna guess.
In studio?
2022.
One of you is right. Jason would know because he was the one in studio.
I was there with him, yeah,
2024,
exactly.
The year that Christian Yelich appeared in studio and shared that and more insights with us here on Wilde and Tausch. Clip number one featuring Yelich.
That was, by the way, he was really good. The stuff he talked about was really insightful. He was a really good guest. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Another Brewers legend who has appeared with us on a couple of different occasions.
Cecil Cooper.
Not Cecil Cooper, but a member of the 1982.
Come on. That was totally uncalled for.
A member of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers and one of each of your respective favorite players, Robin Yount on Wilde and Tausch. In which year did Robin Yount join us and say this when asked?
I think it's fun that we have you and Tausch together on this show because you both did something that I think lots of players would love to be able to do, and that is spend their career with only one team. Tausch with 11 years with the Packers, Robin, you with 20 years with the Brewers. You have so many friends from your playing days. How is it different for a guy who's actually able to do that? And is there any downside to it?
Well, I don't know if there's any downside for me. It's a heck of a lot easier not having to move to different cities all the time with your family. That can be a bit of a pain. But, man, I was so happy to play in Milwaukee and be able to play there my whole career. It was just the perfect place for me to play. I was so fortunate to be drafted by the Brewers, and at the time I really wasn't sure what I was getting into, but it ended up being the greatest thing that ever happened to me as far as my baseball career.
Pretty cool conversation with Robin Yount. What year did he join us and say that, Tausch?
I'm going to say COVID, 2020.
2020 is Tausch's guess. Jason?
Ah, man. He's been on like three or four times, and it's just a pinch-me moment for me having grown up with him as my childhood idol. I'm going to say it was post-COVID. I'm going to say 2022. So neither of us is right.
July 30th of 2019.
Really?
2019.
Robin Yount's number, yeah.
Yeah, Robin Yount appearing in 2019 for one of the first times on Wilde and Tausch, but he has been on several times. He went on in that interview to talk about how fans wanted him traded at one point because his defense was not particularly good. But thankfully, the Brewers didn't listen to the noise.
A Gold Glove player.
He went on to become, of course, one of the most iconic legends of Milwaukee Brewers history. Final clip. Name that year. Served up by Sendix. We have been very fortunate to be joined by ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan several different times over the years. In which year did Jeff Passan join us and say this?
For all of the things, guys, that the Milwaukee Brewers do well, spend money is not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no indication that Mark Attanasio is going to be raising the payroll significantly at this point. And so, as good as the talent on this team is now, as great as I anticipate Jackson Churio is going to be, and as much as Jacob Mizorowski can be like the best pitcher in the big leagues if everything comes together. And that's not an exaggeration. Like, he's got that kind of stuff. As much as all of those things may be true, the Brewers are still on that same walkway that they've been on. Nothing is changing, nothing evolving, nothing being supercharged. And the Cubs right now are preparing to supercharge what they have through their checkbook.
Jeff Passan, when did he say that on Wilde and Tausch?
2024.
2024 is Tausch's guess. Jason?
I was really hoping the clip would be him talking about how he's got certain shows and people in his phone that say, do not answer, and you had not reached that point yet, but you may have since, because it's been a while since we had him on. I'm going to go 2025, since Tausch took 2024. He's talking about Churio. He's talking about Mizorowski. I think maybe it was before 2024, possibly as well, but he'd have been, because he knows all these farm systems so well. But I'm going to say last year.
Jacob Mizorowski made his major league debut with the Brewers in June of 2025.
A year ago today, I believe.
Jackson Churio made his major league debut in the starting lineup in March of 2024.
Really?
Jeff Passan said that about both of those players
2023.
In November of 2023.
Wow. That's why he's the GOAT, boy.
Clip that.
He called Miz a year and a half before his major league debut.
Clip that and put it out, because that is why Jeff Passan is the best in the business. That's why I thought 24 a little earlier than last year. Gave it a year, and I was off by one.
That was so, oh my goodness gracious.
Who would have thought, when I'm going back listening to Jeff Passan's appearance from 2023 after Craig Counsell left to go join the Cubs, that he drops Churio and Miz before they make their major league debuts? And look at how that's
almost
panned
like he knows
out the
what
last
he's talking
couple
about.
Of years. Crazy.
Yep. Pretty amazing. Be sure to clip that. Seriously, don't forget. I know you got a lot on your plate.
We'll see if Cheesehead TV will do it.
I don't think Cheesehead TV is
going to have a baseball. Cheesehead TV is going to be all over that Longwell interview, I can tell you that much.
Just like Tausch is all over a trip to Sendix.
Indeed. This segment was brought to you by Sendix, your trusted local grocer for the past 100 years. Father's Day is almost here, and Sendix Crab Fest is the perfect way to treat Dad to restaurant-quality seafood. Reserve Dad's favorites now at Sendix.com. Jumbo Southern Red King crab legs, just $44.99 a pound. Snap and eat crab claws, $7.99 a pound. Premium wild-caught Caribbean lobster tails, just $19.99 a pound. These special seafood offerings and more, only available for a limited time. So reserve your order today at Sendix.com. Sendix, your trusted local grocer.
Well, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
time for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
No NBA Finals tonight. TV deciding to get out of the way of the U.S. men's national team in the FIFA World Cup.
Let's go Hurricanes, though.
Hurricanes win Game 5 last night, take a 3-2 series lead in the Stanley Cup Final. They are also out of the way tonight.
You got Jordan Staal.
That's what I hear. Yeah, he scored a goal again. Bussy, also. Now I know Bussy. Big-time Bussy in the net.
Took over. They benched the other guy.
Will the NBA Finals be over when we reconvene on Monday morning? Game 5 Saturday night in San Antonio.
No. Although I don't know psychologically where San Antonio, after blowing that game, I don't know where they're at. I feel like they have one last stand. But I think New York maybe actually plays a little bit better away from the circus that is Madison Square. So... But I like San Antonio to win Saturday night.
I like them to win Saturday night and then go out in front of all those celebrities, those long-suffering celebrities, and win Game 6 at the Garden and send it back to the Alamo Dome or Hemisphere Arena or wherever they actually play for Game 7.
What would actually be the best story now, Jason? Would it be the Knicks finishing the deal, or would it be the Spurs coming back from down 3-1?
You blow a huge lead like that, everyone gives you up for dead, and you go out and you win 3 straight to win the title in Game 7.
Now, the best story is for New York to blow the next 2 and then win Game 7 on the road and ending the, whatever you want to call it, a curse. That would be the best storyline, I believe, nationally, with New York winning after all this.
That would be the best story in New York.
No, nationally it would be.
Why are you such a Knicks fan?
I'm not. I'm just telling you. I love Patrick Ewing and Anthony Mason.
They don't play for
them
anymore.
But they're part of it.
Why do you hate the Knicks so much? You seem very anti-Knicks.
Well, I just know the whole celebrity thing is so weird to me because it's just weird.
They're throwing eggs at Wemby.
Why do people not like celebrities? Like, what? Like, come on, man.
Jason isn't normally this negative when talking about certain franchises.
You're right.
And the Knicks is one of them for whatever reason.
Jason's pretty negative on a lot of stuff, if we're being honest. But I don't know.
You sound pretty negative right now about me.
I don't understand the vitriol he had for the celebrities the other night.
Because that's all they kept showing.
Your guy Jerry was one of them.
Like, he's not my guy.
Who's Jerry?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Oh, you don't like Seinfeld?
I saw him. Never mind. I'm not going there because I'm too negative as it is.
Are you going to get into Israel, Palestine?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, let's Will Nelly that.
Okay. I paid a handsome amount of money once upon a time before we had kids to see him live stand up. I think it was in the early days of the Overture Center when it had first opened. And I was like, he wasn't very good. I'd rather go see Jim Gaffigan or Al Madrigal. He just wasn't very good. Disappointing. He used all this material that he'd already done on television. Like, I've heard all this before. And I paid a lot of money for these tickets, and it's not very good. I'm out on the Knicks. Go Spurs. Next.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay.
Fair enough.
Jay Leno did the same thing. He played at Bradley built a new arena when I was a freshman. He was like the first comedian they had, and I worked it. And it was like all recycled material from a late night show from the last year. What are you doing?
Whoa, Nelly!
Maybe you want to spend your hard-earned money going to see Miz tonight. Brewers, Phillies, Miz on the mound, 6:40.
They back in at Anthem?
They are back at American Family Field, where the home runs will be properly allotted, as opposed to in Vegas when it was hitting the jet stream and coasting on out of there for both teams. Brewers, Phillies, potential postseason preview if the Phillies turn things around, 6:40 tonight at American Family Field. Will you be more dialed into Miz or the World Cup or something else?
I will pay attention to the World Cup But Miz is must watch. Miz is must watch.
Or listen, of course, on 620 WTMJ and 100.5 ESPN Madison. Yeah.
I am working my way through the CBS series CIA. So I think I might watch that on demand on my Spectrum cable. What's that
must,
look for?
Must be nice to have cable.
You're going to watch. No, you're going to pass you, on an
you
event
read that perfectly.
Once
no,
every 4 years.
No,
or
Jesse.
Miz, a once-in-a-lifetime
no,
talent to
I'm
watch
sorry.
CIA.
I was trying not to be so negative. I was trying to be humorous. No, I'll have the.
Boy,
I'll
I hope they
the,
don't show Mia Hamm. I'll tell you that. I hope Mia Hamm ain't up there. And
she would not be
Dempsey?
Just some meaningless celebrity that has nothing to do with the Knicks.
What do you mean nothing to do with the Knicks?
God, you really think that where are all these shots of all these celebrities before the finals? Where
you
were
never
they?
Watched any games.
Where were they?
They were
did
everywhere.
You,
I mean, Spike Lee's at every game. Ben
yeah,
Stiller's
Spike Lee.
At every game.
Great.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear me complain about Spike Lee at a Knicks game?
Chalamet's at the big ones. So your issue is really with Taylor Swift, it sounds like.
Sounds
Mariska
like
Hargitay.
Oh, she's there a lot. Yeah.
She's like best friends with Jalen Brunson.
Taylor Swift is warranted because she was just courtside at the Cavs game against the Knicks like 2 weeks
not
ago.
Not warranted. She was at a Packer game. She likes sports. All of a
she
sudden,
she was at
no.
the Packers game.
Might have been her bachelorette
because
party
of her boyfriend.
The other day.
So
her fiance.
What? Now we're hating on people for going to sports?
We're not. No, we're
whoa,
not.
Whoa, Nelly!
Oh, look, we're all out of time.
I'll be watching Paraguay and the United States. That's what I'll be watching. That's it for Whoa, Nelly, mercifully. Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We turn to Jesse Nelson to deliver one for us.
Yeah, our longtime friend, our teammate, and my counterpart on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania over the last decade, Dennis Semrau, recognized last week by the Madison Sports Hall of Fame as the Friend of Sport Award winner in 2026. The dean for all the decades upon decades of covering high school sports, telling the stories of high school athletes
so
for
great.
Various platforms around the Madison area, recognized by that award. He'll also be inducted later this year into the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Big year for Dennis Semrau, bringing in some big awards, including that one last week from the Madison Sports Hall of Fame.
Congratulations to Dennis. I'll tell you, man, what he does for prep sports, what he's done for, I mean, he covered me. I remember him. So he is someone out there, and we're always looking for more and more with local sports. He kicks keister, and he's still doing it. So well-deserved on all fronts for Dennis.
No doubt, and he mentored me as well when I was a young reporter covering high school sports. Congrats to Dennis. Thanks to everybody who came along for the ride, and thanks to Ryan Longwell for all of his insights and making Jesse panic. That's it for us today. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.